Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks. And let's turn now to the continuing economic challenges facing newspapers, including the Boston Globe. After a round of layoffs and buyouts last fall, the Globe is once again looking to trim its staff, offering another round of employee buyouts. A memo from Globe editor Brian McGorry to his staff says, quote, "The Globe's numbers aren't as good as our words, so we need to take down costs across the company," end quote. Joining us now is WBUR senior analyst John Carroll, who follows the newspaper industry. And John, thanks for coming in. We appreciate
Thanks for
it.
Having me.
So tell us a little bit more about this latest round of employee buyouts. What do we know about how many would be affected by this? What's going on?
We don't know how many would be affected by it, but let me relate this to another memo that Brian McGorry sent out last month, which was about reinventing the newspaper.
Yeah.
And he basically said, we've run out of ways to save money here, and our numbers are still, he called it, irreversible revenue declines. And he said, we have to take a no sacred cows analysis of this and reimagine the newspaper.
So what does he mean? What's he considering by that idea of reinventing?
He says they're considering everything. You know, is the beat structure that they use the thing they should be doing? Should they be printing a newspaper 7 days a week?
In other words, going online entirely.
Right, which brings its own dynamic with it, and it's not a good dynamic. A lot of people say to me, well, you know, if the Boston Globe doesn't have a print edition, I'll just read it online. If the Boston Globe doesn't have a print edition, the Boston Globe doesn't have a newsroom the way it has now. Just for one example, The Independent over in the UK just ended its print edition. They had 160 people in their newsroom. They got rid of 100. So you don't have the same news organization if you're only online.
Now, these challenges come as the Globe is enjoying a good deal of journalistic success and notoriety. It was celebrated in the movie Spotlight, won 2 Pulitzer Prizes this year. But to what extent do papers like the Globe, I don't know, it seems like they're caught in a catch-22 here because they need to cut costs, but doing so threatens the very thing that makes them as good as they are.
The very thing that makes them as good as they are and the very thing that earns them the money.
Yeah.
So when you look at the revenues for the Boston Globe, you have print revenues that are declining at a knee-buckling rate, print ad revenues. Digital ad revenues have stayed flat because there's so much supply, it just becomes cheaper and cheaper. Circulation revenue has made up the difference at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But you can only raise the price of the newspaper so high. And circulation is going down as well. So they're really caught in a kind of a vice here where they cannot make up for the print ad revenue losses through digital, and they have a ceiling on how much they can make it up through circulation. So as much as Spotlight, the movie, magnified the value of newspapers and their investigative reporting, what it didn't do is talk about the challenges they face. And those are the things that are expensive. Those are the things that advertising used to pay for. But once advertising became decoupled from the news, once classified ads, which were roughly 40% of ad revenue, once they migrated off to Craigslist and Monster.com mm-hmm. and Zillow and wherever else they went, you know, all of a sudden now you have no way of funding your news gathering organization, or you have less of revenue to fund your news gathering organization, and there's only so much you can cut.
Of course, you've got John Henry, the very wealthy owner of the Boston Globe, who seems committed to the idea of a strong local newspaper with very deep pockets, right?
My understanding is John Henry, when he bought the paper, said, I don't need to make money from the Globe, but I sure don't want to lose money from the Globe. And I think that's what's happening now. He is investing in some areas, though. He's got a couple of verticals that he's invested in. One was Crux, which was about the Catholic Church. That just folded. It didn't fold. Basically, it moved from the Globe to the Knights of Columbus. So the Globe didn't want to sustain that website anymore. They have one called Stat, which is about life sciences. That one's expanding. They just hired a couple of new reporters. They have basically got 50 people in a separate newsroom from the Globe newsroom. And so he is investing in certain areas, hoping that it will become a revenue-generating model for going forward. Mm. But this tension, this tug of war between print and online is something that everybody is facing. It's not just the Globe.
Yeah, and I'm wondering, John, to your knowledge, is there a paper or a group of papers elsewhere in the country that has figured this out?
I think the New York Times has done a good job of adapting. Yeah. The New York Times has 1.2 million digital subscribers. So that represents a significant chunk of money. It doesn't make up for everything that the Times is losing on the print side, but it does make up for some of that lost revenue. And their online offerings are really terrific, inventive and interesting stuff. The Washington Post is also doing some interesting things. They've got Jeff Bezos at Amazon, who is essentially installing the Washington Post on every Kindle that he sells now. So that's helpful, too. He's looking at different delivery methods. I don't know if he's going to have drones drop them off at people's houses. But essentially, there are people who are experimenting. The Globe is entering into this phase where they're going to start experimenting, too.
Yeah, maybe John Henry should make everyone who buys a Red Sox ticket has to buy a Boston Globe.
If you go to Fenway, you have to read the paper
there
in between innings.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's John Carroll. He's professor of communication at Boston University and senior analyst at WBUR, talking about the latest round of buyout offers from the Boston Globe. John, thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.